Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you get this telephone message. I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, my parents and I went to Higgins Lake. Higgins Lake is situated in Lyon Township in Michigan. The lake is 10,000 acres in size, and it has a maximum depth of 135 feet. My father's friend owned a home situated alongside the lake, and he has a speedboat. Our whole family was invited to stay with them over the Labor Day weekend. Norm, on the first day at the lake house, everyone climbed into his boat. Of course, I pulled on my specially made bikini. My chest cucumbers were huge, and because my cunt was so tight and untouched, my hungry vaginal lips jutted from my pussy like a duckbill. For our special family getaway, my mother made my bikini using recycled burlap bags. Burlap is made from hemp fibers. My bikini was super strong, and it was attractive too. It looked like something a cave woman would wear, if bikinis were around back then. Norm, on the first day, I was shown how to pull on the water skis. While I pulled the skis on, my family sat in the speedboat, which was floating near the shore. Eventually, I found myself standing upright atop the beach sand with my skis on. In my hand was a handle that was connected to a rope that was attached to the speedboat. When I raised my arm, the boat would move forward and pull me out to the lake. This was my first time water skiing. My instructions were as follows. Stand up, hold the tow rope, spread my legs, and lean back. Norm, I took a deep breath and raised my arm and off I went. I was doing it. I was skiing. I veered right. I veered left. It was exciting. I waved at my parents and black half-sister sitting on the speedboat. I was chocked full of confidence and laughing aloud. Norman, while I was skiing, a large squirrel standing atop a single water ski suddenly appeared alongside me. I had seen this in news segments, and I often read about it when it was featured in newspaper articles. Skiing squirrels. It was fun to watch, but it was not a new thing. However, as I was laughing and waving at my colored sister and mom and dad, the skiing squirrel water skied his way between my spread luck's legs. When the squirrel was between my legs, his squirrel head flipped back. I could see that there was a hinge attached to the back of the squirrel's head. Norm, the squirrel wasn't real. While the squirrel's head was tilted back, a large 2-inch in diameter by 14-inch long pink dildo proceeded to rise out of the neck of the squirrel. The dildo was covered in lifelike purple veins. Before I had a chance to react, a telescoping hydraulic rod rammed the enormous dildo through the crotch of my hemp bikini bottom and into my tight fuck hole. I was getting dicked. But how? Why? The dildo moved in and out of my throbbing greedy gash hundreds of times. My custom-made hemp bikini top and bottom disintegrated from the intense pounding I took. Holy shit! I was naked and getting dicked by a squirrel standing on a single water ski, while my mom, dad, and black half-sister watched from the speedboat. It was so embarrassing. As I glided across the water, I came. As I came, I moaned. I came hundreds of times. Norm, at some point, the hydraulic shaft retracted itself. The telescoping rod was pulled back down into the squirrel's neck, taking the monstrous, blood-covered, rubber dildo with it. I was a virgin. I was saving myself. When the dong and hydraulic shaft were tucked neatly back into the body of the skiing squirrel, his squirrel head swung itself back into its normal position, and the squirrel water skied itself away. Norm, just before I blacked out, I slid across the top of the water on my back at a high rate of speed and I was pinching my nipples. I was no longer being pulled by the speedboat. The tow rope was gone. My skis were gone. My legs were spread. Water gushed into my stretched out cunt and past my clitoris, causing me to come even more. My eyes were rolled back like a shark eating a trigger fish, and my mouth was slack-jawed. While my legs were spread, my clitoris, pussy, and asshole got slammed point-blank into a huge floating steel water buoy, and then I blacked out. I was floating on my back with each of my hands clutching onto my giant melons when they found me. A painted turtle had climbed out of the water, and it was resting on my belly. It was an awful moment. A police officer told me the squirrel was a remotely controlled cunt impaler robot.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You got fucked by a water skiing robotic squirrel. It happens. When I was a kid, I worked part-time at an ice cream parlor. One day I was stocking the cones when I accidentally dropped one of the cones on the floor. When I bent over to pick it up, the owner raped me and then he slapped me across the face and then he threw me headfirst through the picture window. I've limped ever since.
Norm, the police officer said. The squirrel was filled with gears, cameras, batteries, microphones, and an antenna. They never found the squirrel or his water ski. Norm, I walked bow-legged for 2 months after that ordeal. When my dad picked me up at the hospital, he put an emergency air horn over my left ear and he pushed down on the air horn activation button.
Hi, Daddy.
Now you're fucking squirrels? You're insane.
I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if ever you go water skiing. You could take a dick from a remotely controlled mechanical squirrel standing atop a water ski. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I phone all the time, but you never call me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to smoke some shit while I massage my calloused clitoris using the pointer finger and middle finger of my right hand. Of course, I'll do all of this while I lie atop my dead grandmother's cum-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
So I'm just getting to bed. It's like 4 a.m. and was fucking all night. That's not a joke. It was an Amazon Prime driver. Now up here, the Amazon Prime drivers are extremely horny. The chicks are. I'm not talking about dudes, man. This isn't some kind of fruit show. I'm talking about men. I'm talking about women. The Amazon Prime driver came to my house. It happens all the time. I was never even supposed to talk about this. They came to my house. They come to my house. They get extremely horny. Why do they get extremely horny? Because they're industrial kind of seats in the truck. They just bounce and bounce and bounce. The vibration of the truck sends vibrations up her legs. Those are really receiving units for dick. They're like antennas, really, a woman's legs. They're always sensing, feeling vibration, looking for dick, available dick in their area with these vibrating, sensing legs. They can actually feel a dick nearby. A dick has a particular heartbeat. And if it starts to go quicker, their legs really zoom in on it, their antennas. As the blood's getting pumped into the cock, that's what the legs are made for. So I was with an Amazon Prime driver, and she was able to park there that long because here's how it works. I've talked about it before. I was never supposed to talk about this. They don't want you to know this. The drivers know all about it. Bouncing around their fucking truck, tits bouncing up and down. Fucking big ass cheeks moving up and down. All this vibration, they get turned on. They're in a rectangle. They're inside a rectangle. The tires are round like they're cunt hole. They're inside a rectangle. They're like their box. There's all these boxes in the back. The whole thing about being an Amazon Prime driver with regards to being a chick is you're going to be turned on. You're going to whack off. You're going to fuck on your route. Somewhere on your route, you're going to find somebody like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. Somebody really creative. Somebody open to everything and all things that are out there. She's in my house, and we're fucking. Now, how do you go to do that? How do you get away with that? I told you, if the tire goes flat on an Amazon Prime truck, That means it sends a signal to the dispatcher through cellular towers, and it shows that their car is out of service, their truck is out of service, and they have a certain amount of time to get the service, to get the tire back up, and they have a service department, their own, that'll come and service that car, that truck, and put another tire on it, or reinflate the tire, or plug the tire with a special little plug. They use a plugging tool. But there's a sensor in the tire that tells them if the tire is flat. Now, if their tire is flat, they got like 45 minutes or 48 minutes to get that service, to get the service truck out there and take care of business and get that truck back on the road. So all they got to do is deflate the tire, and they can stop in your house. You can fuck all night long. That's what chicks say. Fuck all night long. They want to fuck all night long. There is no all night long. There's no all night long. I can tell you that personally. There's 3 minutes long. There's maybe 7 minutes long if you prolong it. You can't go too long as a man. Why? Because if you prolong it too long, you're going to get gassed by pussy. You're going to get the pussy, the gas, the watering eyes. You start to feel faint. You start to shake. And you can't see things. Everything becomes blurry because the pussy puts out this tremendous odor. And it's not just an odor. It's a thing to disable a man. It's a thing to fucking take him over. To immobilize a dude. But I'm too smart for that. I won't allow that to happen. I'm not going to get immobilized by the stench of pussy, and I'm not going to become a fucking rubber band man, a goddamn Gumby or something like that, immobilized there looking at her, and I can't do a thing about it, man. Let me tell you something. When I'm fucking, my hand is only about 2 feet away from a Glock. I'm not kidding you. Glock with a Glock switch, which is highly illegal. Fucking 1,200 rounds a minute. My hand is always within reaching distance of that fucking Glock. If something goes awry, if she's not what she appears to be, if she's more than what she appears to be, if there's some kind of danger, I'm fucking gonna go for the Glock. Everybody does that. Everyone has that. Most men I've met, even if they've been married 15 years, they have a gun within reaching distance of the bitch next to them. You just don't know what's gonna happen. So I'm in there fucking. I'm trying to avoid the stench of gas. The Amazon Prime lady's over. It's always great that way. It's like you're fucking corporate. That's how I feel. I feel about that. You're screwing the corporate department, this corporate heads, this organization. There's one of their representatives, and you're breaking it down from within. She's got a big damn cock in her ass. There's her uniform on the fucking floor next to your bed. You're breaking it down. You're breaking down the psyche, the rhythm, the flow of the organization, because there's one of their members, and you're hammering her away from the rear. And I like to always bang a chick from the rear. I don't want to look at their face, and I've talked about this before. I don't want to see them trying to manipulate me with her dilated eyes like a vampire just before he sinks his teeth in your goddamn neck. That's what a vampire looks like. I've seen them. That's what they do to you, staring at you and shit. When you're banging from the rear, you short that whole goddamn thing out, man. There it is. Bend over. Hey, look at that thing over there. There's a nice stump over there. When you're done eating your fucking sandwich, let's go bend over that stump over there. You got to say it differently, though, man. Can't say it like that. Can't do it like that. I say it like this. Here's how I would do it. And you can use this, too. Take some notes if you want to. Hey, Sheila, look at that. Isn't that beautiful over there? Look at that stump. It's right within view of the lake, and you can see the lake, and just past it, if you look, you'll see a tree there. That's a bald eagle nest. You might see some bald eagles there. Let's walk over there. You want to walk over there? Yeah. Let's go over there, baby. We'll go over there, bam! She bends over the fucking stump. You got her there. You're petting her hair or whatever it is. You're pulling her hair. You're massaging her shoulder. And then you fucking bend her over the stump. And you say, look at that goddamn eagle now. Look at it. She can't see nothing. She's looking at the dirt. So I'm having sex with this Amazon Prime truck driver. It's not a joke. Let me explain something to you. I'm extremely attractive. And chicks want something like me. They want excitement. They don't want something like you, some boring idiot that's almost completely bald. Yeah, you can pay your bills. Yeah, you got your F-250 or your fucking Dodge Ram driving around town with your truck swagger. They don't give a shit about that shit. They like you if you got a truck, if you can use the truck to bring them something home and install it. Now they like the truck. They don't like the truck any other way. They don't want something like you. They want something like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus. Tall, thin, handsome. I say this all the time. I'm the recipe for fucking what people want to be in America. That's just the way it is. Look me up. Look at my picture. You'll actually get angry. You'll start to feel your fucking hand tremble. You'll start to feel some kind of nervous twitch in your eye because I'm that goddamn good looking. And they want something like that good looking. That's the nature of the way it is. That's how it works. Nature says, try and find a dude that's good-looking so that you can create good-looking children. And now those good-looking children can get easily dicked because they're good-looking and they draw in more dick. They draw in more pussy. Try to get somebody good-looking. They don't want something like you. There's no fucking way the family line can continue if they had something to look like you, man. I'm not kidding you. I had lots of friends like you when I was in Vietnam. I was here 18 months, two tours. I had lots of fucking people. They were expendable. Nobody gave a shit about them. They were just a fucking hunk of clay back there with a goddamn revolver on their belt, ready to die. Nobody really cared, but when they saw me, they know something was going to happen with this guy. Fucking 1,000 rounds a minute on a goddamn IN's fucking Huey helicopter was a door gunner. And they knew fucking something was going to happen, and it always does. So I'm in the bedroom, man. I'm in the bedroom. I got the prime driver. Her truck is officially out of order. It's out of work. It's, I think, what do they call it? Out of service. I think she told me that. And they have 45 minutes before a possible dispatcher will dispatch one of their trucks. They got a special department called utility, and utility is sent out within a certain range to fix this truck, to get it back on the road. They don't want thousands of dollars in packages back there. Because she's disabled. She's this lowly woman on the road. They don't know. That's not really what's going on. What's really going on is the tire goes out, and then you got all this time to start fucking. And they're turned on. They're turned on, and why? Because they see a tree. They're driving past trees. Trees are vertical. It reminds them of a cock, doesn't it? They see a fucking body of water. When they see a body of water, chicks automatically have to piss. When they see water, when they hear water, they have to take a piss. And what happens when they have to take a piss? Well, that little urethra down there and between their fucking legs and their crotch, that piss hole, it starts to vibrate. It starts to move around. It starts undulating and turning on the clit, and the clit's getting fucking around and throbbing and vibrating and pulsating and moving back and forth. And they get turned on, don't they? Body of water. They see fucking trees, don't they? Yeah, and then all that dust, all that dirt from the dirt roads around here, especially up here, it reminds them when they are always getting banged out, when they're in the dirt taking a dick, and it turns them on. They think, wow, I remember when I was 14 years old taking a dick. I was in a fucking playground, I was taking a dick, as I was going down a slide, and they were on my back, and the dick was up my ass, and I was going down a slide, my tits were out and shit, and I was breathing all that dirt, man, like a baseball game, like some women's fucking baseball league, and it turns them the fuck on, doesn't it? I smell that gasoline fumes, those diesel fumes and shit, all that going on. And what they do, they think, wow, look at all those fumes. Look at that. I remember the time I was doing nitrous oxide. I'm so fucking horny. I was doing all kinds of gases with my boyfriends, one after another, man. The fucking fuel, the fumes, the burning gasoline, the oil. It reminds me when I was doing nitrous gas, it smells just like it. And they start to get fucking turned on, don't they? They see roadkill in their prime truck. Driving around their prime truck, they see roadkill, a dead deer, a dead animal. And they say, wow, look at that dead animal. It looks like fucking ground beef, and that's what reminds them of their pussy. I mean, the cunt looks like a fucking chunk of ground beef, doesn't it? It looks like someone took a goddamn blender to the cunt. Someone took a meat fucking thing to the cunt. They see roadkill, and they think, wow, look at that. It's just like my fucking cunt. I'm so horny. I'm so turned on. I want some dick. I just want fucking truckloads and truckloads of dick. I want fucking semi-trucks filled with dick. I want fucking cargo planes, military planes filled with fucking dick. I want train cars, one car after another, and every car is filled to the brim with dick. That's all they think when they see this shit going on, when they're driving around in their fucking truck and they're bouncing up and down. They're bouncing up and down. They remember getting bounced up and down when they were taking a dick, don't they? As they're bouncing up and down. Stench, it permeates that truck. A friend of mine at Prime told me, he's a Prime driver. He says, man, Norm, when you get into a truck, one of these trucks, and you're out for the day, he said, you know a woman owned this truck, was in this truck driving before you. They're not allowed to talk about it. And I said, why is that? He said, the first thing that happens when you get in the truck is you're overwhelmed, overcome by the stench of pussy. And he said, it's hard to work with. They got to open the windows. He's got to bring Glade Airwick fresheners and all that. Airwick, Glade. He's got to freshen the truck. He says he brings his own battery-powered fans and fans that work off accessory ports because the stench of pussy's so fucking bad. He said he hangs one of those trees. You know what a green tree is? You ever see it on somebody's mirror, the rearview mirror in their car? They hang a tree, one of these air freshener trees, he said, under the seat of the fucking driver's truck in the Amazon Prime truck. If a chick's been in it trying to get rid of the stench of pussy because they're so turned around, when turned on when they're driving around their Prime truck. Everyone knows what's going on. I mean, I've said this before. The word rim is in the word prime. P-R-I-M-E. R-I-M. Rim. Rim me, man. That's what it's saying. Come on, rim me. They want to be rimmed. It doesn't matter that you can get E. coli from being rimming, from rimming somebody's asshole. It doesn't matter that you can get fucking throat cancer, and you probably will. You're eating some chick's pussy. It's a rim truck. Here it comes. Here comes ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Here comes a rim truck. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Like an ice cream truck. Here it comes. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. It's got a present in the truck for me. It's like a Pavlovian dog response. It's here, man. It's here. My piece of shit from China's here, six batteries and fucking four LED lights. I'm so turned on, I'm so goddamn horny. That's what chicks are, waiting for their prime packages, aren't they? Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, I'm so fucking turned on and horny, I want some goddamn dick. That's all a chick wants. They want dick. But they want to be have a dick with bags and bags of money. There's the two things, dick and money. And a dick is secondary to the money, because they can get all the dick they want if they got money, don't they? So quit building yourself up. Quit thinking you're so fucking valuable, so needy. Start fucking and thinking like your correspondent, Norm Augustinus, and your life will change, honest to God. Driving around their prime trucks, hornier than shit, going past bodies of water. It's incredible, man. They see this shit. I remember once a guy told me, he says, you know, when a chick sees barbed wire, she thinks of a cock ring. Honest to God, like a cock ring constricting a dick. Like if you go over barbed wire, you can be constricted. It can be wrapped around you if you jumped over it and shit. He said that they think of cock rings when they see barbed wire. And man, in the country, all you see is barbed wire, one stump post after another on private property covered with barbed wire. And they see that, man, they think, wow. That's them taking a dick. You don't hear that. You're really not fucking, because that is the sound of a chick who's really getting into it. Not some bimbo, not some fucking dolly bird that you're hooked up with. When they're really taking dick, when they're really liking it, it sounds like a fucking outboard engine that's in the water just barely, just a couple inches the prop is in the water, man. Not your imbecile. Oh, it feels so good. It's all bullshit. You want her to come out of there like in a stupor, coming out bull-legged, man, coming out, and she's not right for three or five fucking days, honest to God. Now you're fucking. That's the point of fucking. Otherwise, what are you doing in there? Got your fucking cake spoon, your batter spoon, and some plastic fucking Betty Crocker bowl? What, are you moving the chocolate around? That's not how fucking it is, stupid. So, I'm in the fucking room, and I'm in there, and I'm rolling my chick's cunt, the Amazon Prime driver. I'm rolling your pubic mound with a fucking lint roller. And I do it every time. I don't care if they're offended or anything like that. I have to protect my life. Can you imagine dying because of a chick? Think of that. You've had all this chance, all this life, all this ability, all these hopes, dreams, desires, all these plans, and you get with a bitch, and she wipes you out because her cunt is covered in fucking and crabs. Covered in anything or anything, and you die because of it. Isn't that hateful? Isn't that horrible? What a wasted fucking life, ignoramus. And I always use a lint roller on their cunt because it gets off the fucking pubic lice. It gets off the crabs. And if there's crabs on the lint roller, I know I've got trouble. It means she's too loose. It means she's all over the place, man. She's fucking and sucking wherever she goes, and you don't want that. Now it's a danger fucking signal. Ding, ding, ding. You got to be careful if you start to see. I said fart. Was that a Freudian slip? If you start to see pubic fucking crabs on the lint roller, man. Well, I'm in there with a lint roller, and I'm trying to get the fucking crabs off her pussy, off her fucking filter, the filter that the pubic hairs are. That's the filter. That's like a furnace filter. Everybody thinks it's something else. The minute you cut the fucking pubic hairs off the pussy, you're going to suffer five times the stink, more denser stink than ever. The pubic mound is the furnace filter for a chest cunt trying to help you out, trying to give you a break. It's something God did. He thought, well, I'll just throw this in. We'll cut the stink down with her pubic hair. It's a built-in filter. That's what it is. The filter for stink. It's not supposed to be sexy. I mean, we can't be fucking helping her. Well, I'm going to put some pubic hair there to help her from getting impaled by a branch as she's running from a fucking guy with a 10-inch knife. And if she has this pubic hair, the sticks will repel because of the pubic mound. That's not true at all. That's not even possible. It's there for stink. It's an onboard stink filter. She's running around with her goddamn big cans or chest cucumbers running around in the fucking woods. And I know this. I live in the woods. I live in 100 acres in upper northern Michigan. Have I told you how many times chicks have run for me? Honest to God, I've given this certain look where the whites of my eyes show more than the actual pupils of my eyes. And when they see that, they know that something's wrong, that something's gone awry. And they start running. They run around the house. They go out the door and they're running. No fucking clothes on as I'm chasing them. Honest to God. Used to have a flashlight once. I think it was like 10,000 fucking lumens. That's how much big the thing was. 10,000 lumens, and it would disable you if she turned her head around as I'm chasing her. She turns her head around, 10,000 lumens. It'll go 1 mile. She's blinded. She trips up. She falls all over the place. She's laying her legs spreading her ass out, and I come in for the fucking kill. I come in to pollinate that fucking flower. Here it comes, slot. And that's it. So I'm rolling her pubic mound. I don't know what time it is. 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning. I'm rolling her pubic mound with a lint roller and inspecting her before I go down on her. Before I start doing my magic or whatever they call it, start working her body for my pleasure. And you always should do that. When you go to a restaurant, you check the plate over, don't you? You don't want hairs in your fucking salad. You don't want something in your steak. You don't want something in your jello pudding, gelatin or jello pudding. You don't want something floating in there. You inspect it. And that's what you should do with a bitch. I mean, think about it. She's been in every possible thing you could ever imagine. She was probably once working in a fucking whorehouse. She was probably once goddamn taking it since she's 14 years old on and up. She's probably been with a gaggle of black people, a gaggle of Hispanics, a gaggle of fucking Muslims, of Iran, Iraq. They've done it all. I mean, if you knew, if you could see what her eyes have seen, you'd kill yourself right now. You'd take a 10, 12-inch dagger, one of those ones with stiletto or something with the finger holes, and you'd push it in your throat like somebody in Japan, Harry Carey or something like that. You would kill yourself because what she's seen in her eyes, those eyes that you're looking at and saying, oh, I love you. Hey, you want to go to the movies? Hey, how'd you like to get a steak tonight? Hey, I heard there's a concert going on in Pine Knob. It's Bob Seger. How'd you like to go to that? Would you like that? And you're looking into her eyes. Those eyes have seen and done things you could never, ever imagine. You'd be running compared to what a man's eyes have seen. What has a man's eyes seen? He's seen an Estes rocket, man. He's seen himself putting a pizza in a fucking microwave, hasn't he? He's seen him out in the backyard catching insects or shooting a fucking sparrow with a BB gun. This is a shit in a man's eyes. He's seen a Betty Crocker cake, and it's in his eyes. It's back there. But if you look at, imagine what's in a woman's eyes, what she's seen, it wouldn't be anywhere near. You'd be chasing her down right now, man, trying to gun her down. You'd think, why? Why can't I meet something good? Why can't I meet something that's fresh and clean with all these plans and all these hopes and desires? Why can't I meet something with that? I don't know how much more, man, I can go on. That's what you're saying, man. So I'm rolling off the fucking crabs, and so far she's passing before I hump the prime driver. Her truck's in our yard. It's out of service, and it's out of service because we let the air out of the tire. I'm not supposed to talk about that because these chicks don't want this to get out, what they're really doing. They're taking a fuck break for an hour a day, and they use your correspondent and other men like me, but not as attractive as me. They use men like me, and they just fuck along the route, don't they? This shit's been going on forever, way back to the milk truck days, the milk delivery days and all that, when there were women female drivers delivering milk and other stuff. They deliver eggs, milk, pastry, into a milk chute box on the side of the house. They were doing the same shit there. They're doing the same shit now. You gotta be careful. The thing you're with is not the innocent thing you think she is. I promise you that, man. Here's a simple test. You go to work every day. You've seen this. Put a camera up and watch your wife during the day. She'll do shit that you never thought she would ever do, that you didn't think she could do. She'll act and behave in a bizarre, different way, not like the chick you know at all. Just watch that and you'll see what she really is, what's there, what's also going on when you're with her, when she's performing for you. And that's what they do. They perform for you. When they can no longer perform, this is what happens. They get a divorce, they have no money, they got this, and they're dumping it all because they can't perform anymore. You were too sharp for them, motherfucker. Hooray! Congratulations, fuckstick! You've done it! You come through, you pass that fucking thing, you get your goddamn certification from Amazon right now. Go pick it up, it's waiting for you. Certified cloud fucking designer or engineer. Go get it, idiot. So I'm rolling off the fucking crabs off her cunt. While I'm rolling the crabs off her cunt, I hear this tapping sound again. Tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap. Not once, but a lot of times. Tap, 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 tap. Now, when you're in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing but woods around you, I'm on 100 acres. Any fucking noise at all, you can hear. Tap, 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 tap. And for a second, they talk about Vietnam flashbacks. I don't really have those. I was able to intellectualize what was going on. I didn't swallow it subconsciously and beat myself up with it. I don't really have that. But I hear tap, 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 and I do think, is it a distant gunfire? This is some fucking M1 and M16. What is the sound I'm goddamn hearing? And it's that freaking that woodpecker again. When I say woodpecker, I mean a big woodpecker. It's a big woodpecker. It visits my house all the time. It makes this noise. They don't have the ability to see that a house is not a tree. They just see the house as a tree. Just a dwelling. They don't think, hey, wow, there's dudes. And I don't think they think that. There's people in here. There's people in here. Let's annoy the shit out of them. They're there looking for insects that might be embedded or drilled themselves into the wall, into the wood. They want to extract the insects with their specially made, specially designed beak, don't they? I start hearing the tap, 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 tap. So I shut the lights off. I shut the lights off. I drop the lint roller. The bitch gives me trouble from Amazon. She says, I only got 18 minutes left, and I've yet to penetrate her big fuckhole, the gift given to her by all the slots that she's come from way back to the cave days. Think about that. Chick is here today. It means her family was vicious. Her family was vile. They were mean motherfuckers, and they'd crush, kill, and destroy anything in their path. If you're weaker than that, all those people died out long ago. So if you're here with a bitch today, understand that her family were brutal. They were brutal, vicious killers, and she's still here because of it, and she's one of those people too, and she'll fucking do the same thing to you, won't she? Eventually, if you don't give her the shit she wants. I don't know why. I don't know why you can meet somebody, you're 28 years old, 25, 30, you meet somebody, you change your whole life, her house is hers in 6 weeks, you're married in 8 weeks. I just don't fucking understand that, this hypnotic spell that men are too stupid to understand is going on. I know at all times. I know when the screws are being turned on me. The screws I know really well. I can feel it. I can sense it when I'm being screwed by some fucking screw like you're in prison. So it's a woodpecker, man. Turn the lights out. I turn the lights out. I go out to the front door. I got a little flashlight. And sure as shit, it's the woodpecker. Only this time, he's brought his whole goddamn family with him. A whole family of woodpeckers packing away in the frickin' house. Boom, boom, boom. Tap, tap, tap. Click, click, click. All looking for insects. And they're probably in our insects. And I laughed at that point, and I said to myself, isn't that something? Isn't that ironic? Look at the woodpeckers looking for insects under the cedar shake shingles. Look at them looking for insects. They're all working out here. They're just doing their job. They're working. They got to feed themselves 24/7. And look at inside the box. I'm trying to get the insects off this slot. I'm trying to get the insects off this whore that's in my bed, and I'm using a lint roller to get the insects off. How am I that different from them? And in that way, I sort of had a common kinship with them. I thought, look at that. The woodpeckers trying to get insects and eat them up, destroy the insects, get rid of them. And I'm in this box trying to get rid of the insects on this chick's cunt while she's still there looking somewhat good in this temporary state. I mean, we're all in a state of fucking decay. Each one of us, though, are at different stages of decay. That's the horrible thing. All different stages of decay. And as decay, look at the bitch there. I got this frozen Polaroid image of her at this moment now. She gets a few more years older, or 10 or 15 years old. She's going to be fucking ugly, man. She's going to have a goddamn neck like a tuna. She's going to have a head like a basketball. She's going to weigh 250, 240 pounds and walk with a waddle because she's had kids or some shit. And she's going to wear diapers because if they had kids, they always wear diapers. And wear diapers, depends. Look at her there as I'm rolling her cunt and get the insects, the crabs off her cunt. Look at this moment and look what's coming In all actuality, you should be running. I should be running to get out of there. I know what's coming. There's the woodpecker on my ceiling, on my roof, with his whole family, and they're all pecking away, man. And I think, okay, what if I use this shotgun? I've got a double-barrel shotgun. It's an antique. You shouldn't even use it. It's got two triggers. It's an antique. The steel's made differently. It's rolled differently. It's been cast differently. It's just a beautiful thing. It's got all kinds of engravings over by the top pullbacks, the pullbacks that make contact. And, excuse me, and I think I probably shouldn't shoot that. And I have some shells, shotgun shells, 12-gauge, that's what this gun is. I have some shells that I've taken the BBs almost completely out. And I've taken the BBs out because I thought, if someone comes to the front door, I don't want to blow a fucking 8-inch hole into them and out their back. I have that kind of compassion, unless I have to. And I'll just put a couple BBs, they'll feel it, and they might not die. But at close range, they could die. One of the pellets could puncture the heart or something like that, or go in their eye. And I think, what if I use those shells, these pre-made shells I have, and shoot up at the ceiling and blow these peep things away? Some of them will get hit, some of them will die, and that's what I do. I go back into the house, I tell Hot Fucking Pants, I tell Wet Hole that I'm going to be back in a minute. She's there writhing about, she wants the dick now, she's trying to present herself in a certain way. Look at me, here I am, your yak, your fucking elephant, your cow, look at me, I'm in my big fucking chest, my big goddamn cans. A friend of mine recently said something to me. He said this, Norm, I got a woman in the bed. I'm going to tell you this with all honesty, all sincerity. I got a woman, we went to bed, and he said this. Now, he's a good-looking guy. He gets a lot of women, and it's not that he's trying to find his identity through women. He's not trying to reaffirm his manhood. He's not going through some kind of menopause or fucking midlife crisis. He just has got a dick, and a dick's supposed to go into a hole, and that's what a man and a woman does. That's how it works. And he says this, when I took her shirt off, when she got into bed, he said her, what they call her, rack. He said her whole upper area, the rack, was gigantic and meaty. This is, I'm almost repeating what he said. People can talk to me that way. I understand that. I have the intellect to understand that. I like that when they express themselves in open ways instead of being self-censored all the time. If you self-censor yourself enough, you'll eventually become a ghost of what you are. I've had it happen years ago. You won't know who you are, and it'll be very hard to come back to who you are, because now all these people like you think you were that way, and now you suddenly become the way you really are and the way you want to be, and they don't want to hang around anymore to you. They don't want anything to do with you. They can't manipulate you, con you, use you in any way, because your viewpoints, your ideas, your thoughts are so different than theirs. So he said that the chest area of this woman, they were so big, he said it was just a big, like a big rack of meat, like a plywood 4x4 board. He said covered in meat, just a rack of gigantic meat, because her tits were so big. He said he was totally turned off. He couldn't get turned on to her. He said there was just too much meat, too much chestiness that was in front of him, and he said he got royally turned off. Did they say turned off? He couldn't get his dick up anymore. Wouldn't have mattered if he took pills or anything else like that. And I have seen that one time. I don't like extremely gigantic fucking jugs, bowling pins hanging from her chest, waiting for the bowling ball to make a strike. I don't want anything like that. That's what it's like. But he said it was big and meaty, and he didn't want anything to do with it. Big, beady, meaty, big and bouncy. He said he didn't want nothing to do with that. It was a phrase we used in the goddamn 60s when I was in Vietnam. It was a meaty, beady, big and bouncy. You can use that phrase too, and people will be impressed by it. You can tell that to your bitch over there. You can tell there she's working on you, breaking you down, trying to cut you in half to be her goddamn servant. As soon as I see that, something's going to happen. I don't know what. Like I said, I chase them out in the woods. I've got my fucking big beam LED flashlight, 400,000 lumens. It's just powerful. I got all my guns. I fucking chased women, honest to God. And I've thrown the gun at them while they were running. You could hear the sound. And you kind of can judge their intellect, because you'll hear a conk like that if they got no brain. Conk! Or you'll hear a more thuddish sound if they got some kind of brain. Conk. Conk. It'll sound like that. I've thrown fucking guns at him. 44 caliber, honest to God, 32 special. I've thrown the fucking guns at him when they were running away, because I thought, well, there's some usefulness still here. The night's not over yet. Just try to disable her. It's big and meaty, fucking chest, big, meaty. That's what he said. Just a fucking wall of meat. Now, could you be interested in that? Big wall of goddamn meat. Well, if your chick's there, if your sister's there, and she's got a big wall of meat, don't send her to me. I'm not interested in a big wall of meat from her chest area. I don't want a big wall of meat like he had. I want a size 3 or 5, you have white skin, fucking red hair. Now, if you look like that and you got no criminal record, now I'm interested. Now you can fucking email me. Now you can show up and you won't have possibly be in your life to be in danger. I'm not kidding you. I just don't want that shit anymore. I got fucking game cameras up all over. I got all kinds of weapons. I got all kinds of stuff. I got Claymore mines actually planted in my yard. Honest. You come into this yard, it's 2 in the morning, you're not supposed to be here, you will blow the fuck up. I shipped the Claymore mines when I was in Vietnam. I painted the mines white, and I put them in a box, and on the box I put the words, fine china, caution, fragile. And everybody that looked at it, it passed every inspection, man. Everybody looked at it and thought this was fine china. This is kind of fucking animals that must have been in the service at that time. They didn't know the difference between fine china and Claymore mines that had been spray painted white. I sent it back home to my house. I still got a shitload of those things, man. So I went back in the house. Went into the house, got the shells to shoot the woodpeckers. And when I went out to shoot the woodpeckers, I learned something about myself. I could easily shoot the woodpeckers. That's what I learned. Now, if you thought I was going to say something happened, I start shaking, I couldn't pull the trigger. That's not it at all, man. When I was on Vietnam, I fucking unloaded, honest to God, 1,000 rounds out of an M60. It's basically a Gatling gun that hung from the door of the Huey helicopter, the Bell H1. It hung from the door. Now, if you thought I was going to say I couldn't shoot them, you're nuts. If you hurt my house, you'd think it was some kind of torture thing in China, in Japan, Vietnam, something like that. You know the rate where I was in Vietnam? I was actually in tunnels. And above where I was now is now amusement parks, carnivals, circuses, big goddamn Ferris wheels. And I was down there going to die for that bullshit. It makes no sense now, not to anybody at all. I read people in fucking, what is it, Twitter X or something? I read people say, I've got to go to Vietnam. It's so goddamn beautiful. What? Yeah, you get over there, man. You get over there and where do you find yourself in a goddamn tunnel, bitch, and you're bent over getting banged out by the VC. You'll see how the fuck it feels in, man, with your Ferris wheel ideas and your travel and your beauty. I'm gonna get a postcard. So I shot up the woodpeckers. I shot up there to disable them. I shot up there to show them that this wasn't a place to be, that there could be trouble here. There was some kind of problem here. When I shot up at the woodpeckers, honest to God, I have cedar shake shingles on the roof. When I shot the woodpeckers, that the cedar shakes came off. A big goddamn area came off of these cedar shakes on the top of the roof. A big area. Now, they're expensive to replace. Just blew them right off. The woodpeckers just flew away. They weren't tamping anymore, but I blew the cedar shake shingles right off the fucking top of the roof. And I thought, oh, shit. You don't know everything. It's clear. You think you do. You don't. Got this philosophy, it doesn't work every time. There you are with your double-bayed shotgun. It's like 1880. Got two triggers where your fingers go. It's got two triggers you got to pull back, cock back. And it takes two shells. And I blew the shingles right off. When I blew the shingles off, this is something, this is an awareness. This is something you have to see. You get signals all the time. You get information all the time from your God or whatever, the universe, the ribbon that you might be on. Now, I've always been on the ribbon of success that encircles the world, the earth. If you can get on that, you'll succeed and succeed and succeed. And how did I get onto that? By invite only. Because all I do is think positively. All I do is know that tomorrow I'm going to be bigger and better and more successful than the day before. All I do is think that. My health is improving. Everything's going better and better. I say it even though my health's not going anywhere. I just keep improving it and thinking this nonstop. I don't allow a negative thought to come in. So while I'm standing out there, and I got a flashlight, and I tape the flashlight, I always do that onto the shotgun. I tape a flashlight on top. Now, it's not an LED, it's a different type of flashlight. I think it's got 2D batteries in it. It's got an old fucking filament in there, bulb, actual bulb, and I tape it on. While I'm standing out there, and I've just blown the shingles off the top of the roof of my place I live up here, and it's got a dirt road that goes about a third of a mile, and it goes out to pavement. It's the middle of nowhere, and there's more dirt roads. That's why the chicks from Prime come and fuck me, because this is their route. This is where they work, and I got a big dick, 15.5 pounds of meat. It's the truth. 15.5 pounds of dick. It might be even bigger now. It may be heavier now. I've gotten older now. Your body tries to store fat all over the place. I may have a big fat loaf all around my cock. It may get in big loaf, bigger loaf, a bigger loaf. It may be getting heavier and heavier. But at that time, I had 15.5 pounds of cock when I last weighed it with a friend of mine who had a cocaine scale, a mechanical cocaine scale, and I put my cock on it. When I put my cock on it, the scale only went to 15.5 pounds. It's a coke scale. Went to 15.5 pounds, and it bottomed out. It was a big damn dick. And I asked him at the time, I said, he's dead now, he died. I said, how can anybody have 15 pounds of coke? That's a coke scale. He said, yeah. I said, have you ever had 15 pounds of coke? He said, no, I've never had 15.5 pounds of coke. His sister was in the same room. She came over and she licked my cock and had some stray coke on it. And she licked my cock in the dick. And I can still see her looking up at me, man. If that wasn't a fucking devil, if that wasn't evil, I don't know what was. It was erotic and all that shit. But it was really something that stayed in my crawl. And I'd like to get it extracted out. Unlike other women, they like all these horrible thoughts. They like to gather them. They like to put them up there, collate them. They'd be able to withdraw them anytime they want. I want to get rid of that thought. That memory. I don't know how you do that. So I blew this big goddamn hole into the thing. I blew the shingles off. I only thought I put a few lead pellets in it. You can take them apart. You take the end off. You peel it back the end and open it up, and it's just pushed down. And there's wadding in there. There's gunpowder in there, and there's all these pellets if they're lead. It depends on what kind of shotgun shell you've bought. So I blew this hole in it, and I'm standing there. And as I'm standing there with a flashlight, and I'm kind of patrolling the roof of my house, moving it back and forth with the flashlight, it's not that great. It's kind of a creepy, yellowish, not real bright light. The kind of light you would see, say you're out in the woods, and you don't got a lot of lumens, you don't got a lot of watts, or whatever they call it, and suddenly some weirdo's in front of you that you're holding a flashlight. You couldn't see him because it's not a great flashlight, and he was over to the right, and he moved up on you, and there he is in front of you, and you can't do fuck because your shotgun's too goddamn long, your gun's too long, your rifle's too fucking long. 30-06, I always go in the woods with that. It's a very powerful gun, and you can't swing it over to blow his brains out, to sink one into the back of his skull, or through his eye, or up his nose, or in his mouth, because he'd just come up on you. You don't ever want that. Normally, I would always carry a gun with me. I always keep a Glock, and I always keep a small fucking pistol on my ankle in case something goes wrong, because I literally am in the middle of nowhere. I could be raped. I could be gunned down. I could fucking have a gaggle of goddamn. I heard that the blacks were coming out to the country. They want to take people the fuck out. They're tired of doing the city. They don't get any more attention. They want to go to rural areas, bumpkins and stuff. They think they are, and they're going to scare the shit out of them and take them out. Well, I always am prepared for that. And that could happen to me as I'm sitting in my bed. I'm laying in my bed. I'm unconscious. I'm in a cum overdose load. I'm fucking in the ecstasies, the throes, the afterglow of orgasm. There I'm under the bed. What a horrible way for your correspondent to die, to be taken out. And I don't want that. So as I'm standing out there, I'm looking around. I can hear crickets. It's a beautiful night. And I think I got a feast in there. And I'm telling you, this is a good-looking prime driver. I have a feast in this fucking room waiting for me, this feast. A sexual feast. And I think, well, you really got it all. You've got it going on, Norm. That's what they say. You've got all kinds of stuff, all kinds of things happening, all kinds of attention. You're really utilizing your life to the fullest. You're extracting everything you can out of whatever it is you have till whatever it is you have turns white because you've extracted everything on it, and it becomes just this lifeless, nutritionalist, everything's gone, vacuum sucked out of it. That's what I do to life. As I'm standing out there, I spark one up. I light one up. And I use Pecanning Paralyzer. It's the only fucking marijuana in the world. Honest to God, I'm not kidding you. It's hard to get. Pecanning Paralyzer is a Michigan-grown pot only, marijuana only, 97% THC. If you want to go to wherever it is you want to go mentally, this is the pot you need. Don't buy this fucking dispensary shit. Don't go to this retail shit. It's all goddamn junk, these pre-rolls and everything else. It's all watered down, milked down, dried out plants that they wrap in junky-ass paper. It's not a big doobie wrapped in a zigzag paper, man. It doesn't have the same feel, the same stench, the same inhalation qualities, the same qualities. It doesn't have any of that. And while you're standing there doing it, you think, wow, this is great, man. I got it all. I've got everything I could possibly want. And I look over and I see the lake and I hear the crickets and I hear splashing sounds. And then while I'm standing there, smoking my dube, smoking my fucking, my weed, I start to smell pussy. Now, how could I smell pussy standing in the yard? How can I smell pussy? How could there be any pussy? So the first thing I do, because I've got this training, this background, military background, the first fucking thing I do is look around. Turn around behind me. I listen closely. You're trained how to listen. I listen. I turn around behind me, and I go near where there's a section of wall that they couldn't see me, and I hide behind that, and I look around, and I think, there could be some chick out there, some rabid slut, some size 17 fat whore that's fucking got all these supposed curves. She could be out there. She could be dripping from the cunt. Her panties are soaked, and she's looking for your correspondence dick, or maybe she's nuts. Maybe she's got some kind of weaponry. Maybe she's got a wire, and she's going to put her around my neck and cut my fucking head off. You have to be careful, man. When I was in college, when I went to university, I went to a couple of universities. I was in university. I went to Big Rapids, Michigan. It was pretty much in the middle of nowhere. And I remember coming back to where I lived in the middle of the night, and I heard a dog collar. The first thing I thought was, that's a rabid dog. It's a rabid dog or some fucking weirdo, some hippie freak out there with some kind of collar around his neck, and he's going to kill me. I just heard this jangling sound like a collar, man, like a dog collar. This was the same thing. I could smell pussy. Now, why would you smell pussy? You know the range of smelling pussy for an animal. It's like 2 miles. If you're a dog, you can smell pussy for 2 goddamn miles. That's why chicks and dogs having a dog in their house and their period and their cunt, it's total murder for a fucking dog, man. It's gone. It's total murder. A dog can't be in a house with a bitch on her period, her smelly pussy, because the dog's going nuts. That's why you see dogs and runaways always on the side of the fucking roads, because a dog can't stand to be in that house anymore. One woman, 2 women, 3 fucking women, 17-year-old, 19-year-old, all horny, all pussies filled with fucking fistfuls of cum, and this dog can't live like that, man. He gets out of there. He wants to go. That's why they get sick. My poor dog got sick. He did? Let me tell you how he got sick. You're a goddamn cunt. Let me tell you how men get sick. You're a goddamn cunt. That's how they get sick. He's trying to get out of there. He's running away. And when he sees a dude, he thinks, wow, there's a chance. I just got to make him like me. Think of that when you see a stray dog next time. He's running from pussy just like you, motherfucker. Well, so I'm standing out there and I smell this pussy. And I think, wow, pussy. How am I smelling pussy? Where's it coming from? Where's the pussy? And I think, sure, there's a couple women. They're out of yeast infections. They're dripping from the cunt. The stink is unbearable. They haven't bathed in 7 days. They've made that hip 7, 10 fucking days. They just wipe their cunt down. They don't shower. They don't bathe. And I'm looking for the woman. The woman, by the way, you know this, is more dangerous than a man. Talked to a cop once. He told me, at fucking 15, they're more dangerous than most of their stops. They're more concerned about a woman at 15 than they are an older person. Can you imagine? That's when it comes to me. That's when my guard goes down. That's when I fucking relight my doobie, relight my fucking weed, my reefer, and I relight it and I'm smoking. And that's when it hit me and I took this breath, this sigh of relief, and I realized this. Man, you blew a hole in the roof, motherfucker. It's nothing, man. You blew a hole in the goddamn roof with your 12-gauge antique shotgun trying to take on those woodpeckers who are making all kinds of fucking noise. You blew a hole in the roof, and where do you think her pussy stench is going? It's going up the vents in the fucking house. It's going up into the attic and coming out the hole that I blew into the fucking roof, and that's her pussy. That's the stench of her cunt. That's like meat on a barbecue. Come on in and put the meat on the barbecue. You ever smell a barbecue when it's heating up? All the grease, all the oils, all the fats that are on the grill that were there from the previous cook, that's her cunt, man. It's burning up. It's down there waiting for dick. It's waiting for the real meat, the main course, you to put a fucking steak on it. And that's her cunt sizzling away there, burning off the old fucking fats. And it's coming out the hole in the roof, man. It's her pussy. It's her pussy. I'm okay, man. I'm safe. I'm safe. I'm gonna be here to fucking live another day. Now get in there and fuck that prime driver till she can't walk. Till she strolls out of here bull-legged. She has to drive the fucking prime truck standing up because her cunt and her asshole is gonna hurt so bad because I'm gonna be, they call me the fucking Punisher. They have. I don't go into fuck to some kind of goddamn harlequin romance. That's not me. I'm not going in there to please you. I'm going in there to please me. Keep that hole wet and let's get it on.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We made it to Big Clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Kay, how are you? I hope this typed letter finds you happy and well. Kay, the other day, I was at the bowling alley. I was on my second throw in the fourth frame. As you know, there are 10 frames in every game of bowling. In each frame, a player gets 2 chances to knock down all the pins. When I started my fifth frame, I waited for my bowling ball to come back to me from the pin-setting machine. While I was waiting for the bowling ball, a small round cloth ball was shot out of the ball return. It came out of the ball return like it had been thrown by a major league pitcher. The cloth ball was lying between the bowling ball polisher and the Pac-Man arcade game on the main floor, 4 feet above from where I was standing. When I picked it up, I took the cloth ball back to my lane and I sat down. okay? It was a woman's single nylon stocking, and it was stuffed with soiled women's panties. When I pulled the panties from the stocking, I was overwhelmed by the stench of pussy, okay? They were old, discarded cum panties. Small, irregular circles of thin, dried cum pancakes were clinging to the panties. There were also holes blown into the crotches of the panties. It looked like someone had used a blowtorch to make the holes. I've seen this before. Those are cock holes. A long time ago, a blazingly hot dick rammed its way through the fabric of the panty to get to a woman's hungry, swollen cunt. Okay, some of the bowlers were watching me handle the stocking and cum panties. Pretty funny, huh? I'll bet that at some time, two people were fucking near the ball return, and the woman's cum panties and stockings were somehow sucked into the bowling ball return mechanism. The bowling alley was opened in 1959. The cum panty-filled nylon stocking has probably been stuck inside the pin setting machine since then. There was also a dry-rotted maxi pad balled up with the cum panties. It must have gotten torn off the woman's greedy cash by the ball return machine also. Okay, I have a problem with barn bats. Hundreds of them are living in my barn. My plan is to hang the nylon stocking that is filled with cum panties and one used maxi pad in my barn. I will tie a string to the cum panty-filled nylon stocking and hang it from the rafters of the barn. Bats are highly sensitive animals, and I know for a fact that they can't stand the stench of pussy because whenever I've fucked a chick in the barn, the bats wouldn't fly in and hang upside down while they clung onto the rafters. Correction, Kay. A few of the bats did try to hang from the rafters while I was fucking, but they blacked out as soon as they smelled pussy and they fell to their death. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister while I was at the bowling alley. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she climbed into the huge 10 feet in diameter, realistic-looking bowling ball situated inside the bowling alley. When your big-titted little sister was inside the giant bowling ball, your big-titted little sister took off her shirt, brassiere, pants, and panties, and she pulled back her knees, and she made sure her knees were touching her ears. When I crawled into the enormous bowling ball, your big-titted little sister was aiming her cunt and asshole directly at me, while she displayed a kind of crooked, odd half-smile. So I ate out your big-titted little sister, and I gave her a rim job, too. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister, a woman knocked on the side of the gigantic, eye-catching bowling ball, and she said,
I can smell the odor of fresh pussy coming out of the finger holes of this large, eye-catching bowling ball. Let me in there. I'd like to get eaten out. And I could go for a rim job, too. I've got a jar of pussy shrinking cream in my bag. I'll share it with the girl in there with you. Tight is all right. Loose is abuse. Now let me in.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, right now at the counter, I'm selling 18-ounce jars of HD Gas Shrink. And what is Gas Shrink? Gas Shrink is an amazing vaginal tool. And when I say tool, I mean this goddamn product should be a staple in your vaginal /toolbox. Honey, have you noticed that you can drop a baseball glove into your stretched-out, weathered cunt? Do you remember when you were so tight down there that you could squeeze the sugar walls of your pussy down onto your lover's big cock to get him to come? Well, now look at you, whore. You're a broke-down old mule with pancake tits waiting for a kangaroo joey to jump into your smelly, eggless pouch. But fear not, girls. HD Gas Shrink will instantly shrink your pussy from the size of a kitchen sink to a hole that only a baby mouse could enter. Honey, the HD in front of the words Gas Shrink stands for high definition. Your man will be so into your brand new tight seam, you'll see a look of ecstasy come across his hard-working face like you've never seen before. You'll see him come in HD. Sweetie, tighten up your fuckhole today. Join the revolution. Become a mighty tidy right now. Only $29.95. It comes with a plastic punch bowl spoon that can scoop up 6 ounces of HD shrinking cream in one swath. Lather it all over that beat-up meaty cunt and be a virgin again in just minutes. It's shrinking, baby doll. Now go fuck something. Nobody likes a big cunt. Nobody.
On a side.
note, my assistant Mandy Phelps says, just shit! Onto the water fountain maintenance man that shines the chrome-plated water pipe that shoots a decorative stream of water into the air. The maintenance man was polishing the vertical pipe using polishing cream applied to the inside of his hand. My assistant was standing behind the maintenance man, watching his closed cream-filled hand clutch onto the water fountain pipe as his hand moved up and down on the pipe when she suddenly came. While Miss Phelps was coming, her weak-muscled asshole suddenly gave way, and Mandy shit all over the bent legs of the water fountain maintenance man. Mandy Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome.
I've shit on just about anything and everything. I can't help it. I'll shit on you too. I'm shitting right now.
In addition to irritable bowel syndrome, Mandy is extremely horny.
I need 10 inches in my cunt every day. If I can't get 10 real inches of dick meat jammed in my pussy, I'll drive to a Salvation Army drop-off box, and I'll cram a doll's head into my cunt. When the doll's head is resting comfortably in my fuckhole, I'll drive to work, and I'll work all day with a doll's head lodged in my pussy. I need meat.
Is there anyone in the store that can help my assistant out? This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.